This is the Wayne Scherer Show. I'm Wayne Scherer, international speaker, author, and entrepreneur, and this is about being your destiny. I welcome you again. I'm glad you're back. If you have ideas for the show, be sure to send them in to support@waynescherershow.com, and I'll be definitely giving you the shout out for supplying me with the idea. And I won't pick on you too much either. All right, so let's get rolling. This time around, let's talk about training, mister. Now, I talk about, if you don't know me, you know, being your destiny as an entrepreneur applies to a lot of people, but I've talked from a perspective principally of right now what I do, multi-level marketing, network marketing, direct marketing. And I love talking about it because it was so hard for me to get started, and I tried it so many times, and I had so many difficulties, but I had to come to the realization that the problems I had were mostly mine and not the companies that I was that I wanted to try to do business with. And that's when you start succeeding in multi-level marketing, when you start recognizing that you are part of the problem. And I know that makes some of you mad. I don't care if you're mad. Get mad. Get even more pissed when I tell you more things you hate me to tell you, okay? But get over it. This is about reality. And I deal with reality. I get mad when things don't work, just like anybody. I signed up for three different multi-level companies in the early days of trying to make my business start online in 2006 and 2007. And I couldn't find a way to make them work. A lot of it had to do with training, which is what we're going to talk about today. And the other part just had to do with me. And I've already mentioned that in an earlier episode. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit. But mostly, it's all about training, right? One of the biggest things for getting started online is getting the right training. But that's not just online. Everybody likes to say, well, if you're going to do it online, you have to get trained. Well, okay, if the reason for not doing something as an entrepreneur online is because you have to get training, you don't know about it, that's not a good reason. Because in order to do whatever job you had to get training to do it, and you did. You got the training, and you do it. And you didn't say, I'm not going to do that job because I have to get trained to do it, so therefore I'm not going to do it. All right? Really, where would you been if you would not have done the training for whatever it is you do right now? All right? Think about it. Now, I also have another perspective on that. I mean, and I guess we'll dive into that right now. I mean, when I started, I wanted to go to college. I wanted to be very successful. I wanted to go to a very expensive school, best schools in the country. And I had to get a scholarship to do that. And I got an ROTC scholarship to do that. And ultimately, I got a degree in biology from Tulane University. And so I was highly trained to start in some sort of biology field. And there are lots of them out there, despite what some people would tell you that there isn't, but there most certainly is. And I, of course, was also an ROTC scholarship holder, so I owed 4 years under the standard scholarship to the Navy. Only I chose aviation, so that meant I owed 6 years to the Navy because it takes longer to train to put an aviator in the airplane and get them onto the carrier and flying. So it's very expensive. So you therefore had to pay just a little bit extra if I wanted to be taught how to fly in very expensive airplanes. It's not quite like going to some of the flight training institutions in the country. It's a whole lot different and probably a whole lot more expensive. And, of course, I was doing it on the taxpayer's dollar. I didn't necessarily think about it that way then, but I certainly did as things went on in the Navy, and I understood how everything got there. But the bottom line was, as soon as I finished 4 years of training, I had to start a whole new training that had nothing to do with the old training. So if I said, well, I want to be an aviator, but I don't want to do the training, where would have I been? Well, the Navy would have said I owed them time, so they wouldn't have necessarily kicked me out, but they would have sent me to go serve on a ship. But that doesn't mean you can go serve on a ship without doing training. Of course you cannot. Ships are very complicated machines with very dangerous things going on. And so it requires training. That had nothing to do with my biology training in the university. So if I ever in my life took the idea that I couldn't do it because I didn't have the training, I never would have done anything. All right. Now, here's another aspect of the military, in whether Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, the time frame may be slightly different. But in general, in the Navy, you're going to be changing your job, your actual the desk part of what you do, about every 3 years. And guess what? For that desk function, you're probably going to have to get retrained. You don't have the training for it. But does that stop you from being put in that job? No. And in fact, you learned that when you go to a new job in the Navy, one you've never been in before, you're just expected to get the training. And then, of course, take action. All right? All training is useless unless you take action. So this is really all about, to begin with, about setting your mindset right about training. There isn't anything you can't do, okay? Remember, we talked about this earlier. You should not have the word can't in your vocabulary. You can do anything. It's all a matter of what you want to do and what you're willing to do and what you're willing to take action on. This idea that prevails in the commercialized versions of the world, that you have to have experience to do everything, is absurd. That means that all new companies would never have existed, okay? All new fields of employment would never have existed. All new people that show up at a company would never show up at a company if everybody had to have experience to do things before they could do it. That's such an absurd thing. I just go crazy every time I read it. 5 years experience required. Really? you couldn't possibly do this without 5 years experience? You couldn't come there and learn how to do this? Are you people that nuts? Are you that closed-minded? Did you actually have all that experience when you started doing whatever you're doing? Seriously? No! I mean, you may have changed jobs down the line, but when you, let's say you switched to a different company, did you have any experience with that company? No. You may have had some experience doing some of the things they wanted, but you didn't have experience doing everything they wanted. You had to learn stuff. So even if you're I don't like to talk to people looking for jobs because I think you're selling yourself short. But even if you're looking for a job and you won't apply for it because it says you need 7 years experience and you don't have it, I think you're crazy. But let's go away from the job thing. Let's go back to the online, the multi-level marketing, the network marketing. If you think you can't do this because you don't have experience, you're crazy, okay? You're crazier than, I don't know what you're crazier than. But you're crazy. You're crazy to think it. I can tell you that. There's no experience required. Period. There's no technical experience required. Period. Will you have an easier time doing certain things if you have certain experiences before you ever try it? Well, of course you will. But everybody has different experiences. Nobody has all the experience they need to start this the first time they go to start it. Okay? They don't. They super. Period. Don't. They don't. First time they started, they don't have the experience. So get that out of your mind, okay? You got to stop thinking like that. You've been trained to think like that because that's what you read in all these job applications, these job advertisements. When people had you write job specs in places that you work, they all made you write that you had to have certain experience. And the fact was, if you could go to an employer and convince them that you had value to do what they want to do, even if you didn't have experience, you could get hired if you're talking to the right people. If you're talking to generally most places except the government won't have the people with closed minds interviewing you, where the government will, well, sorry, government folks, but you do. You have people doing job interviews that aren't very open. Everything's a checklist of some sort. And, there's probably some of you out there that don't do it that way, but I'm sorry. I spent 22 years in the government, and I know for a fact that most of you do it that way. You are very closed-minded about how you hire people. Now, in the that's one thing I'll give most corporate world. If you're going to get a job, if you can go in there and convince that you have value to that business and you're going to make the money, whether you have that experience that they specified on that card or not, you're going to get hired, okay? And that applies, then that's what you should be applying to yourself. You shouldn't have to convince yourself that you can add value to doing what you want to do because you have a passion that you want to do it. If you have that passion and you really want to do it, and you're not saying, I can't, about doing it, then you will train yourself, okay? The issue becomes is, will you take action? Or will you put yourself into a training mode and convince yourself that you have to be constantly training and that you're not ready? You're not ready. Well, I need to get more training. I have to do more training. You have to, going on in your head, I have to do more training. I have to do more training. All right. Now, this isn't I know a lot of my people in my downline and I coach with listen to this. And I'm going to pick on you a little bit because I experienced this from many of these folks. And I experienced it when I became more senior in the Navy and I was training people in the Navy, that people were just afraid that they couldn't take the next step, that they had to have more training, that they needed to do just a little bit more training, I can't do this because I need just a little bit more training. Well, damn it, knock off the because. You don't need the more training. And I don't mean that you don't, actually. You do and you don't. You do always need more training, but you don't need it to get started, okay? That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the point of taking action. Read about a skill and do it. Read about a skill and do it. You're going to learn more by doing it than you are about reading about it. So just remember where you read about it, so when you're doing it, if you have any confusion, you have something to reference back to, okay? But do it, damn it. Just do it. Quit saying you can't. Get out there and make sure you are actually got, you define points where you could take action. That's one of the things that differs. If you're creating your own training for other points, for your own business, you wouldn't be doing this in multi-level marketing, although you may be. I create training for my downline. If you get really ingrained in building your downline, you will probably create training for your downline. So it's important to keep your trainings as short as possible and to point out the actions to be taken to have the highest probability of people taking the action. And that's what you, if it's not there, you have to look at it that way. You can't just keep going, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to get trained on this, I need to get trained on that, and never start taking the action. Because by the time you take action on the first things you started your training on, you're going to have forgotten them because you didn't take any action, okay? Your training revolves around you taking action. Your training is not successful if you don't take action. You could have paid for the absolute best training anywhere in the world, bar none. Everybody agrees. It's absolutely the best. Nobody teaches it better than this guy. Nobody. And if you don't take action, it was the worst training in the world because you didn't take action. And it's your fault. You must have part of your training, the part where you take action. It cannot, the part where you take action, not can depend on doing the next training. If it does, then you, that will always be your excuse for never taking the next action. And good Lord, I don't want you to be the person who's never taking the next action. I mean, seriously, how do you expect your business to grow? Even if you take an action and it doesn't work, at least you took action. And now you have something to reference that you have to go back and figure out what you didn't quite do right. If you never took that action, you would never know. So don't be afraid to take action, all right? Taking action is the most important part of your training. Are you an action taker, or are you just a maven? And being a maven can be good as long as it includes taking action. But if you're a maven for knowledge, you also have to be a maven for taking action. So whatever you're doing in the training, make sure you're taking action on it. I also have, that's why I have a problem with folks, you know, when I offer a lot of bonuses to my downline. I give more training than anybody could possibly absorb. And I do that with great fear and great intrepidation. I do it partially because you kind of have to do it up front to get people to sign up. But on the same hand, I do it because I'm actually offering only training that you would actually want or need in order to build your business. But I also do it with intrepidation because when they see all this training up front, they will actually try to do it all and not start anything. And then complain that their business isn't working. And the only reason their business isn't working is because they're trying to do all of the training and not taking action on any of the training. They're getting lost. They won't come back. And you'll find out they won't come back to you as their upline as often they won't come back to me as their upline and let me know where they're having a problem. And you will find that happens to you. I was talking to a new upline, a new downline member on the phone the other day. And I was telling him the hard fact truth. You will have people sign up with you. They will fully upgrade to the highest level. And you will try day in and day out to get them to talk to you, to acknowledge you. And they will not say peep. And they won't talk to you. And you won't know what they're doing. But then about 3 months later, they will quit. And you can't find out why. And then you, some of them will actually go write, you know, blog stories and scam stories saying everything was a scam. My upline didn't help me, da 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 da. And, you know, a lot of people experienced it where their upline didn't help them. But did they ever, the question I have is, did they ever try to contact them? In my time working network marketing, MLM, multi-level marketing, direct marketing, affiliate marketing, whatever you want to call it, I find that a large number of them, will not even talk to you no matter how hard you try to talk to them. Shame on them, and shame on them for blaming everybody else when they fail. All right? They are probably doing exactly what I just said. And it's hard to quantify it. It's hard to put it to facts because you can't find out. But in all likelihood, they started probably some part of every part of the training you offer to them and didn't finish any of it and took almost no action and just expected leads to just show up and people just to become part of their business, just like magic, and it didn't happen. And it's because they weren't taking action. They weren't taking a training and completing it. They weren't getting the direction from their upline because they wouldn't let them give them direction. And then they couldn't, you know, they obviously couldn't take the right action. They didn't even know what it was. And they're trying too many different trainings and they're going off in so many different directions that that nothing could possibly happen. So their training sucks and it's their fault, which doesn't mean there isn't bad training out there. There is, but how do you even know when you're training yourself bad, okay? So don't train yourself bad. In fact, that's one of the reasons. If you go to WayneSherrod.com And you go down the right side of the page, you scroll down, and there's a section there that says free marketing training in the sidebar on the right side of the page. Right now, as we make this, there's about 15 free trainings. There's one, if there's one thing I think that anybody listening to this should be doing is getting on the free weekly marketing webinars. They are free. There will be some sales on them, but these are top network marketers, affiliate marketers, multi-level marketers in the business today, freely giving up information about what they're doing and how they're doing it every single week, absolutely free. So go to WayneShara.com, scroll down that right side of the page to where it says free marketing training, and click on the very first thing. It says free weekly marketing webinars, and start attending. Start seeing if this is really the right thing for you, if you can do this training, which of course you can if you want to. There's no doubt in my mind. So do you want to do this training? All right, join that. And then join my team at WayneShara.com/go/fit. And we will actually do your business for you to the point where it's profitable. You will have to do the work to make it expand, but we will do the work for you to make it profitable, including the leads and customers. And start doing the weekly training and join me and I'll keep you focused. If you will talk to me as a downline member, I will keep you focused and keep you going. No kidding. Now, I hope that if you have new ideas for the show that you'll send them in to support@WayneSharer.com, and I'll take your ideas. I'll give you full credit for them. I'll tell you that, you know, who gave the idea and why it's so great, and I love you for it. So please send your ideas in, and I'll be glad to ramble on. Maybe we'll even get you on a show. How about that? Wouldn't that be cool? There's lots of listeners already, and there'll be lots more by the time your show is made. So let's do it, and let's make it happen. And I look forward to seeing you on the next Wayne Share show that's all about being your destiny. I'll see you then. And until the next time, stay great and keep your eyes on being your destiny.